This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. West Africa's regional bloc does say that heads of state will meet Thursday about next steps after Niger's military junta defied the bloc's deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. It comes after the junta in Niger closed its airspace on Sunday and rejected the deadline by ECOWAS to reinstate the country's ousted president. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters of Niger's coup leaders flocked to a stadium in the capital on Sunday, appearing undaunted by the threat of military intervention from the West. And in addition, in the capital, there were several protests that occurred. The regional bloc gave an ultimatum to reinstate the president, but that has since expired. It's the seventh coup in the West and Central Africa in 3 years and has rocked the Sahel region. It's one of the poorest in the world, and given its uranium and oil riches and its pivotal role in the war with Islamist militants, Niger holds important for the U.S., Europe, China, as well as Russia. Russia's foreign ministry has chided efforts by officials meeting in Saudi Arabia to find a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine, saying the talks cannot be effective because Moscow, unlike Kyiv, was not invited. Japan has expressed concerns over Iran's advancing uranium enrichment program and its suspected supplying of combat drones to Moscow for Russia's war in Ukraine. Japan's foreign minister raised the two issues during talks on Monday with his visiting Iranian counterpart in Tokyo. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of youngsters will be evacuated from the campsite of the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea to get them out of the path of a looming typhoon. Organizers said this on Monday. And this is days after hundreds fell ill amid soaring temperatures as well. The Philippine military on Sunday condemned a Chinese Coast Guard ship's excessive and offensive use of a water cannon to block a Filipino supply boat from delivering new troops, food, water, and fuel to a Philippine-occupied shoal in the disputed South China Sea. The tense confrontation on Saturday at the second Thomas Shoal was the latest flare-up along the seething territorial conflicts involving China, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei. Disputes in the South China Sea, it's one of the world's busiest sea lanes, having long been regarded as an Asian flashpoint, and a delicate fault line in the rivalry between the United States and China in the region. Pope Francis in Portugal has announced that the next World Youth Day will return to Asia in 2027. He urged the young people there not to be afraid. A small group of asylum seekers has now been moved to barge moored off the southern England as the government tries to cut the coast and the cost of sheltering a rising number of people arriving in the country. British news media reported on Monday that the asylum seekers are transferred to the Bibby Stockholm, a barge stacked with temporary accommodations and blocks that will ultimately house up to 500 men. More are expected to arrive later. The barge was previously used to house oil field workers and migrants in other countries. Recapping our top story, West Africa's regional bloc says heads of state do plan to meet Thursday about next steps about Niger's military junta after they defied the bloc's deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Now comes after the junta in Niger closed its airspace and rejected the deadline by ECOWAS.